The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck, North Dakota, for the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting. And this is the program we call What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell, KFIRE Radio God. Todd,
hello.
Radio God, right alongside me. Why do we call this show What's on Your Mind anyway, Todd?
What's on, not your mind, Scott, by the way, just so we're clear on that point.
Sure.
It's what's on listeners' minds. So but it sounds too weird to call it What's on Listeners' Minds. So we call it What's on Your Mind because we want to know.
Exactly right. So the name of the show is right there, front and center for you to understand what the show is all about. And the your is you. The your is our fine listeners on 550 KFIRE, 910 KCJB, KLTC 1460, and Dickinson, where we're replayed every weekday afternoon. AM 1100, the flag, 50 kilowatts, blowing to western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, and KTGO in Tioga, part of the flag family as well. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You know what the number one controversy in America is today? For a lot of folks, it's not ISIS and whether we ought to take them out, and probably that should be. It's not an economic crisis. It's not Ebola, the first time ever in the United States now, a confirmed case of Ebola, which to me is all of our fault. And by the way, speaking of ISIS, we have an incredible opportunity next hour on this program to hear from the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. The fellow's name is Mike Rogers. Congressman Mike Rogers is joining us today on the program at the invite of Congressman Kevin Cramer. Congressman Kevin Cramer, of course, is with us every Wednesday in the Talk Radio Town Hall. And because a lot of your questions had to do with the threat from ISIS, about how we were tackling that threat, about the rules of engagement, Congressman Cramer went down to the House floor and said to Mike Rogers, hey, would you ever come on this radio program with me that I do every week? And he said, sure, let's do it. And so it was scheduled. And for three of the four segments next hour, the House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Mike Rogers, will be on this program along with Congressman Cramer. And we're going to talk about, number one, the threat. Describe the threat of ISIS. Number two, is the air campaign cutting it? Are we slowing their advances? And number three, is the intelligence community to blame for sort of being caught off guard by ISIS? That's what the president said over the weekend. We want to ask him all those questions, but most importantly, your questions. So just like you would in a regular talk radio town hall, you'll have the opportunity to ask Congressman Cramer those questions coming up. But, Todd, that's really not the number one controversy in America. The number one controversy in America that is making national news is a decision by the Devil's Leg School to not allow leggings to be worn in the school. Now, last time I checked, I want local schools to make decisions that best suit the local school, right? But there are people that are flipping out about this decision by the school to regulate the behavior, specifically what kids in Devil's Lake School are wearing. I know this is Friday. I know this is not Friday yet, and normally Friday is the day we ask the question,
wow.
Are you kidding me? But that is what I find myself asking about this crazy story. Why is this controversial?
Probably not the message to send to our children all that early, but I still think it was an effective way to demonstrate the point to parents, but it may have been a little bit of a stretch to say, our kids were, well, tell the story. I don't want to leave everybody wondering, what the heck are they talking about?
Well, again, the Devil's Lake School has made a decision regarding the appropriate, clothing you can wear to school. And in this case, they're banning leggings. And evidently, they use the image of Julia Roberts in the movie Pretty Woman to say, this is why you don't want to wear leggings. Otherwise, you're going to look like this girl, who, if you don't remember the movie Pretty Woman, was a lady of the evening, a prostitute.
I was going to say, just say it.
Yeah, and, a hooker is what she was. But anyway, what's the PC term for hooker? I don't know. She was for hire, okay?
You're going to start being PC now? That's a good
no,
time.
No, yeah, good point. Yeah, I believe that's a that's another
heck?
Disease, almost as bad as Ebola, that disease.
I just
so
think
anyway,
it's a stretch to say the kids were dressed as prostitutes. For gosh sakes. Really?
So some people are mad because they use the image of Pretty Woman in explaining the policy, right? My deal is who cares, for crying out loud. I mean, the point is a school board's making a decision to say you're not going to wear this kind of attire. And, it's sad to me that the school even has to say it, because you'd think a parent would go, you're not leaving the house with that on.
Oh, but plenty of parents leave their own house with it on. But
yeah, good point. Very good point. And so, and that's one thing I'm an unabashed advocate of the Catholic school system, because, I'm biased. Our kids go to one, and I've seen the work it's done with them. I happen to believe Christian schools in general, faith-based schools, can do things that public schools can't do. Doesn't mean they're wrong. Doesn't mean they're bad. They just can do something to teach the whole person that a public school can't. If they do, things that happen every day in the school where our kids go to school, and that could be St. Mary's in Bismarck, or, John Paul II schools in Fargo, or St. Mike's in Grand Forks, whatever, you'd get arrested, literally, and a lawsuit in the public school system. So they just legally can't do what a Christian school can do, which is, in my way of thinking, one of the main reasons you ought to send them there. But that's a separate debate. I feel bad for the public schools in that they're handcuffed in many ways, because there's so many. Look, kids come and disrupt the class, they can't kick them out. There's all kinds of rules on where the line is drawn, and so they draw.
I can give you 50 other ways classes get disrupted other than whether leggings are worn or whatever. Good grief. You want to make a big list of what else is disrupting a class? We're going to stop the world for all that, too?
Sounds to me like you don't think this is a good policy on the part of Devil's Lake.
I think it was a bad way to make their point.
I think it's perfectly fine. I'm glad somebody's standing up. So we're on different sides of this. You can tell us where you're at on it. I also sense we're at the Lignite Energy Council meetings for the next two days. I want to know, there's a raging debate in this country over the use of coal to power electricity. And here's the deal. Coal, number one, keeps the lights on. There's a reliability factor here. Number two, it's cheap electricity. Now, there is another school of thought that says it's bad for the environment. I happen to think North Dakota is a prime example against that argument, because we have some of the cleanest air in the world, and we have coal-fired plants, and an 800-year supply of economically recoverable coal. But set that debate aside. Some folks think it's bad for the environment, therefore we should use other energy sources, and we don't care if we have to pay more. My question is, what do you want? Doesn't matter what some industry folks want or what some environmental, activists want. What do you want? I want to know the answer to that over the next couple of days as well. Here's how you join us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Who's the first person to tell us what's on their mind today, Todd? Would you tell me that?
I would, but my screen.
Sven Snerdly, would you tell me that?
Yeah,
Sven,
you can tell me. Wes in Mercer.
Wes in Mercer wants to weigh in on what's on your mind. Yes, hey Wes, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. I just want to take issue with the Bismarck Tribune article, not the Bismarck Tribune, but the Game and Fish Department, on the issue of the bighorn sheep die-off out in western North Dakota. Most livestock producers would tell you, the minute you ship an animal, a domestic animal, you have stress, and that stress in a wild animal, a non-domestic animal, is going to be even that much more enhanced. So for the game and fish biologist to come out and take a position that pneumonia outbreak out there was due to a domestic herd, I think is unconscionable, and it goes to the heart of our state agencies and the people they hire being accountable. This young gal's sheep out there were 3 miles from any herd. The Game and Fish Department brings in a strange group of bighorn sheep, mixes them in with the existing herd, and now because they've had a wreck, they want to find somebody to blame. I really believe it goes to the accountability of the agency head of the Game and Fish Department. And I just want to share an example with you of what I'm talking about in accountability. I visited with a game warden yesterday on the issues surrounding the audit of the Game and Fish Department. And his answer to that audit was, well, gee whiz, I just don't understand why they're holding the Game and Fish Department to a higher standard than any other agency in the state of North Dakota. We've got a problem with our state agency, the Game and Fish Department. and that needs to change. And I also want to say I think it's unconscionable that our ag department is not out there defending the livestock industry in North Dakota, and specifically the sheep industry.
Well, I think you're jumping to the... Here, Wes, I'll tell you this. I think raising the issue is an important one. It's obviously just coming out. I think you're jumping a gun a little bit on certainly the Ag Department and their response, given the fact that we're just picking this up now. I'd like to know more from Game and Fish to get their side of it, because it sounds like you're judge and jury on this one. I want to know more. I want to know more. I want to understand the situation. Certainly appreciate you sharing your opinion and getting it on our radar. I have not even read the Bismarck Tribune yet today. I was driving all the way here, trying to keep up with the Mitchells, by the way. So I'm driving a Mercedes E350 from Valley Imports that I got to tell you about a little later on in the program. Ooh, baby, is that thing nice. But, Wes, you got it on our radar. It's on our agenda to tackle at some point this week, and appreciate the call. And I welcome others that agree or disagree with Wes on that very point. Thanks a ton. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Let us know. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia. A primary goal of these visits is to build and expand relationships between these trade industry leaders and North Dakota soybean farmers. Hosting these trade teams provides the ideal opportunity to showcase the quality of North Dakota soybeans and the producers who grow them. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. They consider this factor when making purchasing decisions. Increasing demand for soy in overseas markets continues to be a high priority for the North Dakota Soybean Council. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Howdy, folks. Jess Peterson here with the U.S. Cattlemen Association. Please join us Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck. Here are the latest policy updates from the American Farm Bureau, the National Farmers Union, along with the market news reporting service, The Beef, and the nation's leading Ag EPA coalition, the Ag Nutrient Policy Council. The event is open to the public. For more details, check out uscattlemen.org. We'll see you in Bismarck.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24-7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24-7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Audience could have heard the conversation that Sven Snerdley and Todd Mitchell and I just had off air. For the following reason, it could be repeated. My wife would say, Oh, good. He doesn't listen to me either. At least I know I'm not alone. That's what Maria would say.
Not to mention the fact that it also proves that we need to have an extra hour of online only What's in Your Mind to show
exactly
what we can't do on the radio.
Good enough for Fox News, good enough for us. In a nutshell, Todd, I mischaracterized your position on the Devil's Lake legging controversy.
Well, my point was, I think they could have demonstrated their point without going to the stretch of showing the kids dressing as prostitutes. They weren't necessarily, at least intending to do that. They could have made their point a much, much gentler way than to go to that extreme. That was my point. I don't think they should necessarily be dressing like that, but they could have made their point a little bit more easily.
All right, fire up the crickets because we have some lines open, and it is What's on Your Mind. We have a busy program today. We're going to talk cattle. We're going to talk, ISIS and the intelligence we have about threats we face. Congressman Kevin Cramer bringing a very special guest to the Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. And Congressman Mike Rogers, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. So we're looking forward to that conversation. So we don't have a lot of time to find out what's on your mind. Now's your chance, folks, to tell us who are you with on this legging controversy. Those that say,
might be the first time legging controversy has been used as a phrase.
Another reason I think uniforms, school uniforms are a good idea. Then everybody's got the rules of the road before the game, and you end all that business of look at me and, hey, I've got the best tennies, and, ooh, look at my shirt, and, you know, maybe I'll drop a button, and all that garbage goes away.
I like Roy's point of, how about the saggy, baggy pants on guys? I think that's more disruptive than the leggings thing, because for one thing, if they're far enough down, somebody just might yank them down the rest of the way. They fall down, then everybody falls down the hallway.
All right, so Jim in Williston, listening on 550 K-Fire, was going to weigh in on coal, and we lost our connection to Jim, so Jim, you need to call back, because we want to hear what you have to say about coal. Todd, you have a call that came in off-air from a listener on coal, so we can play that. In the meantime, we'll remind you at 800-228-0550 is the number you need to dial on your telly. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. On the legging controversy, I need a new name for it. I don't know what it is.
Okay, that's your call ready here. Let's do this.
I want to do this. For the activists that want no coal, fire plants, or coal dug up, or pollution, let's just put a notation on their bill that they're an activist and bill them the difference. See how long that would take for them to change their tune.
Not a bad idea.
There you go.
In other words, you're basically saying if you choose to pay more for electricity and you don't want any coal fire, then you pay a premium. Great idea. Here's the deal. They don't do that. Right? They don't do that. In fact, what they want to do is they want you and I to pay more and not have the access to the cheap electricity. But I love his idea. See, that's why we love this audience. Great idea. Another call's coming from Larry.
Larry wants to talk about...
Have you ever seen how the mothers of some of these young hookers dress? Thank you.
Well, that was kind of my point, too. I mean, some of the parents don't exactly dress to code either, so how can you get mad about the kids?
Well, then that's a very good reason for the school district to make a decision about what the proper attire is in their school. I think they make perfect sense. Paul says, my question is, what kind of a father allows his daughter to wear such things? Not a wise one, I can tell you that.
I don't disagree with it, but then again, we don't all run households identically, but let's face it, there are plenty of parents that don't see that as a problem. I'm not saying I agree with them. I don't agree with them. But what are we going to do? We need to come up with one standard and stick with it, I guess. And then certainly your point about school uniforms really comes into play here. I mean, that's a plus. If you level the playing field, you make everybody's wearing the same, doing the same, you don't have that distraction going on.
Well, but if we have a debate on that, we could fill a program because people say, no, you're not allowing them to express themselves. Do you need clothing to express yourself? Look, our kids have worn their entire time either red, blue, or white polo shirt and khaki pants, and they've come out just fine. They're all different. They all express themselves in unique ways. One's a Motorhead. The other one's, you know, kind of artsy, you know, actress type. Another's just a very rock solid student, but a good athlete. I mean, they're all different.
I don't know about you, Scott. I always had a mouth to express myself. I didn't need a shirt or pants or leggings.
There you go. Jim in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, wants to weigh in on our coal debate too, which is a good one today. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hi, Jim. Got you loud and clear. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I was saying I went on the coal debate. See, people are, they say they don't care. But see, the minute they get that first bill, they'll whine like a scalded dog, and then they'll say, well, they're going to do something about this. You can warn them. See, but the American people don't do anything until they're slapped in the face. And as soon as that bill comes, then all of a sudden would they ever be upset. But see, until they see it, they haven't got enough of a brain to look forward and to calculate what it'll be without it. I guarantee it.
Well, doesn't that on every level make you worry about the future of America?
Oh, absolutely.
I
worry about it.
We're just saying, have some reason, have some critical thinking, and say, look, if we have coal now and we say no more coal, what's that going to mean to the price of electricity? Because you'll have to get it from wind, and you'll have to get it from natural gas, and you know other areas. You won't have coal, and it'll cost me more. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of classes to grasp that it will cost you more if you do what those people want in shutting down coal or limiting coal. But right now, they are putting in place, you know, regulations that would basically ensure there will never be a new coal plant built in the United States of America. The EPA, our government, is doing that right now. And they're making it very difficult to operate existing coal plants. They're doing that as we speak.
I don't know, you know, and they put it in the EPA, so, you know, Obama, who had it done through the EPA, so I don't know how it's going to be changed. But see, people, the damage that this man has done, well, you know, we will have 30 years of almost irreparable damage done by this canyon, and I don't know if we'll ever be able to undo it. I don't
Jim,
know.
Jim, appreciate the call. You know, I like the resiliency of the United States of America, so I'm always going to say, and there's a part of me that says this is the best thing, this being the last 8 years of the Obama administration, and even his winning the nomination from John McCain, and the defeat of Mitt Romney 4 years later, this is the best thing that ever happened to the conservative cause. Now, a lot of people would take the school of thought you do, and I've asked them. I've asked Paul Ryan that question when he talks about the economic ruin we face. You know, just get a Republican Senate and get a Republican candidate that can beat a Democrat, and you can fix all that. And his exact line to me, on air and off, Paul Ryan, very smart guy who's going to be chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, now the Budget Committee chairman, probably nobody in America more well-versed on our financial fiscal cliff that we're about to go off, says the following: it may be too late. It may be too late. So it's something to worry about. Jim in Williston is back. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about the coal thing. And what I'm saying is that, you know, we're as a state, we are our own country. We can do whatever we want in our own country, which is North Dakota. And if the federal government wants to come in here and tell us what to do, I think they can go pound sand. So I think that's the way we need to look at it here in North Dakota.
Well, that's not an easy deal. That's not an easy deal in today's America, Jim. I appreciate the sentiment, though. John and Annetta next, and more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Setting up at the Late Night Energy Council annual meeting, which gets underway actually here at what time? 10:30 this morning. The registration begins. Awards luncheon at 11:30, and so we're a little early for the event. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here momentarily, actually in the 10 o'clock hour for our talk radio town hall. He'll be joined by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, for a fascinating and no doubt newsmaking interview. We look forward to that. But we are at the Ramcota Hotel in Bismarck for the Lignite Energy Council today and tomorrow, and brought along some copies of Grassroots, the Common Sense Action Agenda for America. While they last, if you stop by, you can get a freebie of those. I'll happily sign one for you as well today, and at no charge, just as a little thank you to the folks attending the Lignite Energy Council meeting or the fine listeners of our five radio stations that bring you What's on Your Mind. Today brought to you by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Find out more about them online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And what you'll find out is there's about $30 billion in economic activity directly from the industry. There's about 60,000 jobs. There's energy independence. Check it out, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're going to tell you about the U.S. Cattlemen's Association's upcoming Independent Beef Association of North Dakota annual convention. That's happening in Bismarck as well. A lot going on. We'll do that in a moment with the executive vice president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. But first, let's let John and Annetta weigh in. And let me apologize to Jim in Williston if he didn't finish what he wanted to say. Chris thought I cut him off. I didn't mean to cut him off. We were up against a break. But I thought he said what he wanted to say, and that was we ought to opt out. We could be our own country. We've got enough going on here. I just think that's a little complicated, obviously, for many reasons, to secede from the union, because that's what he suggested. And that's why I tried to say it's no easy deal. But anyway, I'll bring that question up with Congressman Cramer, because and in the whole context of what the coal industry is undergoing coming up, just to follow up on Jim's question. But, Jim, if you didn't get everything in you wanted to get in, let me have it. Call back, 800-228-0550. John and Annetta, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, you were just talking about, you know, coal and prices of electricity going up. And then when they get that bill that goes up, you know, people finally starting complaining. And no critical, not being able to do critical thinking. But, you know, the schools aren't teaching that. But worse than that, we've got political parties, the Democrat Party in particular, which, in my view, has been taken over by, you know, the ultra-left-wing lunatics who, in the environmental movement, and they're going to tell people that you can, you know, that coal is killing people, that you can quit using it, and it's not going to make any difference. And then when their bills go up, they'll tell these same people that it's the big power company's fault, getting rich. And right. They'll make a boogeyman out of them to get a few votes. And they'll right. also have some kind of a program where they, you know, fuel assistance or electricity assistance to make dependence out of them that way. And that way they get what they want.
Only if you believe it. And look, propaganda's not new. Right, everybody's going to try and peddle their wares, and that environmental activist argument is the propaganda. It's you know, if I wanted to really be non-PC today, I'd just say they're flat out lies.
Well, of course they want to buffalo. And this is and you don't get any pushback from the other party, from the opposition party, from the Republican Party, telling people just exactly what will happen and saying it over and over and over again. So at least when it does happen, they know, or at least someone's been telling them the right way.
You have a good point. You have a good point, John. I mean, I think we could do more to respond to all this. I think what we do is we just sort of say, ugh, you throw up your hands and say, what a crazy thought, and you know what you believe, so you really don't take the time to talk to your neighbor, your coworker, and what has that brought? That has brought us more takers than makers in this country. That has brought us people that have voted to, hey, you do this for me. Give me my cell phone, give me my four squares a day, and just give me everything I need and take care of me. And we don't present a coherent argument on the other side to say that is a prison. That's not freedom. That's not America. That's a prison. You can't see the four walls, but trust me, they're around you. So you make a very good point. But I don't wait for a politician to fix it. Don't wait for a party to fix it. Do it yourself.
No, but you have to have some elected leadership pushing back too. You can't have elected leadership on the other side saying what they're saying and not have some opposition to it. You have to have some pushback by elected leadership.
I hear you. Appreciate the call, John. Well said. You got us thinking, and I appreciate it. Squeeze in one more call before our guest because he's been waiting. Mitch and Minot listening on KCJB, where we will be on Friday for Husfest, a day after or two. Todd Mitchell and Phil Parker were there eating up all the good pie and Lutefisk and Lefse and everything else. But
well, I'll be there
Friday.
Later today, but yeah,
I know
Phil's already, scrounging down on it.
Fill the day, then you and what's going to be left for me, Zippo. But anyway, stop by and see us.
We'll leave Lutefisk. Don't worry. There's always Lutefisk left.
Touchtone Energy Booth. Come on by and say hi. I'll bring some copies of the book there, too. Hey, Mitch and Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on that Devil's Lake issue with the leggings. First and foremost, as a father myself to a little girl, I mean, where's the example there being set by the parents to let them out of the house, like you guys had mentioned? And the other thing is my father was a teacher for 40 years in the public school system, and my wife is currently a teacher in the public school system. And the board lately, as I see it, has to make these decisions for the parents, because there's a lot more parents out there these days that don't give their kids as much guidance as they should. They kind of let the Game Boys and the video games and TV kind of do it for them. And now this is just my opinion, but, you know, if there was a little bit more guidance from the parents, maybe the school board wouldn't have to make that decision for them.
Well, I agree, but unfortunately that's not the world we live in for some of the same reasons we just talked to John about. But you make some very good points, Mitch, and I think that this is the case where you elect school board leaders to make decisions like this. I think they made the right one. What makes me crazy is that this is controversial. I can't figure it out for the life of me. Appreciate the input, as we always do, from all of our listeners. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message in your comment. You could do that right now for Congressman Kramer and the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Mike Rogers, Congressman, will join us next hour. And those questions are welcome right now. You press 2 to join us on the air. And maybe you have a question for Jess Peterson, who's the executive vice president of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association, who will be in North Dakota for the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota's annual convention. Jess, welcome to What's on Your Mind. How are you?
Hey, great to be here. Sounds like you guys got a lot going on every day. So thanks for all that you do, and thanks for the opportunity to be on.
Happy to do it. Tell us what's on your mind today, Jess.
Well, a little bit. We're excited to be out in Bismarck here on Friday and Saturday for the U.S. Cattlemen's Association and Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, our annual meeting. It's a joint meeting. And I got to tell you, all the listeners, it doesn't matter if you're a rancher or a farmer, business owner, consumer, just concerned citizen, proud American, come on down to the Ramada. There we're having our annual meeting, the Ramada Bismarck Hotel. And I've got a great lineup of speakers, Farm Bureau, Farmers Union, Protect the Harvest, plus some updates on where we're at within the beef markets. And, you know, this market's hot right now. We're glad to see it. And then also, we say this about every year, that the issues are so important. But I got to tell you, right now, the issues, country of origin labeling, the beef checkoff, EPA, and the government overreach there, I got to tell you, a lot going on. And folks need to listen, need to be aware, and need to be engaged. And I appreciate your program and what it does for that. And we look forward to inviting folks to come on down to the Ramada there this Friday and Saturday and join us for an update on some very important issues.
Yeah, I sure hope they do. And you mentioned it's combining a couple of groups. We're all in this together. I agree with you. Ag, energy, tourism, for that matter, ranchers, farmers, right? Coal, gas, oil. I mean, just Main Street businesses. All of this stuff really matters. And unfortunately, it feels like we're under assault. From an overzealous bureaucracy, mostly at the federal level. Would you agree with that, Jess?
Well, I think what you have is an influence. You have an influence of the do-gooders that do no good. And it's their mindset of how the world we should live in, when reality is we've got a pretty good idea of what we need to do to prosper at the state and local level. And I think from a federal standpoint, there have been some good things. We passed a farm bill. This Department of Agriculture and the Obama administration, they've implemented. They've done a good job. They're doing great on trade and exports. So there are some passing marks. And we say that we're a bipartisan organization, and we you got to work with the powers that be. But I will say there's a failing mark on what's going on with EPA and trying to push a rule, that a proposed rule forward that will do more harm than good. And that's where we've got to draw the line in the sand. So there are these issues that, again, we'll be talking about. And you're right. There's a mix of how you can win on prosperity. But the pushback we're getting in certain areas is unacceptable.
And, you know, this is almost, funny. But on the other hand, it's sad. There's a lot of chatter out there about literally the EPA regulating cow flatulence. So, I mean, we can talk about open waters. We can talk about all kinds of things. But I got to start with that one. What is the real threat there for your industry?
Well, the cow flatulence is something that came out previously. And what we're working with right now is basically defining how the EPA would regulate and define clean water. And if you are in breach and violation. Now, what they have done is they have set out some what they call exemptions that ranchers and farmers are doing through your NRCS. And there's a great private-public partnership with your local NRCS office. And when they start moving in there and say, well, you're exempt, you're not exempt, and the EPA's got to come on your farm or ranch, then you create a problem, a trust problem, and something where you've had a private partnership will work really well. But the greater threat here, and I'm sure you all have talked about on the show, is when you attempt to define these rules and you have a do-gooder that does no good, or you have this someone with a mindset that they know what they're setting it up to be, and that is for civil litigation. That's probably the greatest threat we face in a lot of instances right now is civil litigation, trying to do something, all of a sudden getting into courts when we're doing a normal business practice on our farm and ranch. And quite frankly, we're filing, we're being stewards of the land. We're being the best conservationists. And yet you see us being attacked in the courts, and that's what the risk of these regulations are.
Yeah, and I think sometimes by design, right? In other words, they're almost written so they can do that because, you know, again, the do-gooders, as you say, really they don't want beef, right? They don't even want to eat it. They don't like it. And they just assume that I always say the Buffalo Commons. I'm not even sure they're pro-Buffalo. I don't know who they want on the land other than people staring at the sky. I don't know. We don't have enough time for an answer, but if you'd hold tight, Jess, I want to pick up on that on the other line, because the real threat here is the regulations and how they're written and then what's done with them. And I think that's what Jess is saying, and we don't often spend time on that. We talk about, hey, you know, if this happens, it'll be bad, but what are they ultimately getting at? And they want people to lawyer up. So more on this topic when we continue. Your calls welcome as always as well. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City is the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
My favorite thing in the whole world is hearing a mallard hen in the background at sunup on a cold, clear day. Hunting with your dog, to me, is half of being out there. That's what they live for. Most waterfowlers would say that it isn't about shooting. It's about tricking them. I want the customer to know that I truly want them to have a successful hunt. I'm Wayne Salem, and I'm one of the waterfowl experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercourt Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercourt building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercourtbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We are back live at the Lignite Energy Council meeting in Bismarck at the Ramcota Hotel today and tomorrow for our special broadcast. Coal keeps the lights on. Simple as that. And going to some of the earlier callers, I think we just got to explain that very simple thing. Coal keeps the lights on. And right now, when we flip the switch in North Dakota, it's cheaper here than about anywhere on the planet. So think about that, and think about folks that want to change it. And this is not unique to this industry. Many of the things, ironically, that our ranchers are facing is exactly what the coal industry is facing, oil, natural gas, the whole deal. So what this requires is an informed voter, and that's what we're here to do. More of our conversation with our guest in just a moment here, and your calls welcome for him as well at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. First, a word from my friends at MyPillow. That's right. You know what? My pillow's back, Todd. It made the trip thanks to a fine listener of What's on Your Mind from Newtown to the studios of 550 K-Fire. So tonight I will sleep well at the Expressway Inn and Suites. And looking forward to hanging out with the Doshes, as I always do, and the Moschenburgers, and my friends Mike and the gang right over there at the Expressway Inn and Suites. Can hardly wait. So anyway, 800-506-9028 is the telephone number if you want to sleep like Todd and I do. And we've never slept better, thanks to MyPillow. This is the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. To celebrate that, they're offering a two-for-one deal on the original classic pillow. That's a savings of 50% when you go to MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. All you do is say, Scott sent me. Or that little promo code box they put on the website, just put Scott. That's all you have to do, and you get the 50% deal. And plus, you get a great night's sleep. This pillow stays cool. There's no tossing. There's no turning. They back it up with a 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Don't believe me? They have a 60-night money-back guarantee. Sleep on it for 59 nights and send it back. It costs you nothing. Can't beat a deal like that. Cannot beat a deal like that. So it's really, really good. All right. MyPillow.com. Or again, give a call at 800-506-9028. More of our conversation now. And Todd, do you have the off-air call that came in for Jess during the break?
Yeah. Morning. Oh, wait, during the break.
I have a note here
that just came.
Okay, well, before you go there, just get it ready to roll, and I'll tell you that our guest, by the way, is Jess Peterson. Jess is the Executive Vice President of the U.S. Cattlemen's Association. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota's annual convention is happening on Friday and Saturday, so we're previewing that a little bit with our friend Jess. Here's the question. Go ahead and roll it.
Good morning, Scott. You're talking to the cattlemen about the cattlemen's convention, and you're talking about the EPA and the water issue. And you made a statement now, Scott. You just said something. It's by design. Okay, what design? Scott, I sent you a DVD on Agenda 21. And that explains by what design. Yes, it is by design, Scott. This stuff isn't just happening. There is a plan behind it, Scott.
I agree. I'm with you. And I appreciate the call. Absolutely. Thanks for the call. And I agree. Now, the linchpin in dismantling the design or the agenda of folks who are wanting this is us. It's number one, being an informed voter, have some critical thinking, and say no thank you. So I don't lay awake worrying about it, because I feel like if we keep telling people and informing people, they'll get it. Jess, anything you want to weigh in on that? Is it when he talks about Agenda 21, the dots connect for you on the ultimate agenda and design? Jess, are you there?
Jess, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Go ahead. Yep.
Oh, sorry about that. Hey, you nailed it on your point about getting involved, being an informed voter, an informed advocate. And yes, these folks may have an agenda, but we all unite together. We have more power, more influence, and we can overcome. And that's, again, why we're so excited to be on the show and hope folks will join us down there at the Ramada this Friday, Saturday at 1400 East Interchange there in Bismarck. Hear updates on what's happening, EPA, trade, beef checkoff. And we're very pleased to say that it's open to the public. It's free. Our generous sponsors have helped out. Get down there. Figure out how to get involved. And we've got speakers from across the country. And just as you said, I just want to highlight that you got to get involved, being an informed advocate, and show them what it's all about when it comes November.
Wow, that's an incredible deal. When you're talking about, I didn't realize there was no charge for this. So it's free. It's open to the public. Sponsors have covered it. So if you want to join the Independent Beef Association and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting, Ramada, Bismarck, Friday, Saturday, get there. Fantastic. Glad you're doing that. Quickly okay, they get the rule, and everybody's worried about the rule. But if they get the rule, what you're really worried about is how everybody will have to lawyer up to fight them. Give me that in 30 seconds or less, Jess. What's the real problem here?
Absolutely. Cattle prices are great, but input costs are what it's all about. If you have to lawyer up, you have to live in a courtroom, that's no way to live in this country. By gosh, we got to do the right thing, be able to provide the food and fiber for this country, this nation, the world, and we need to do it without government intervention the way that this EPA rule is. So right now, get involved, learn about the issues. We'll see you in Bismarck. We're looking forward to it, and thanks for this opportunity to talk on your show today.
Yeah, it's great, Jess, and I tell you what, I could go to annual meetings, pick from three or four a week these days, and this is one that I'd love to be at. It sounds like a great one. I hope a lot of folks come out and take it in, and I'll stop by on my way back from Huskfest on Friday. We're up there on Friday for sure, so look forward to that. At the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota and the U.S. Cattlemen's Association joint meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck, free and open to the public. Get there. Get involved. We need to awaken the sleeping giant of the American people. Thanks, Jess.
We need you on the platform, that's for sure. Sounds great, John. We'll see you in Bismarck. Thank you for the opportunity. Check us out, uscalman.org, and we'll see you in Bismarck. Thank you.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Woltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Woltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at WoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.